been my concern the last couple of days that we understand the meaning of what we're celebrating today.
在过去的几天，我一直都在想，我们要明白我们所庆祝的意义到底是什么。
I had the privilege yesterday of speaking in a nursing or a rehab center to a group of people and also talked about this subject of Jesus suffering and how he suffered for us.
昨天我有机会在一个复健中心去讲一篇信息，也是讲到主耶稣是如何的受苦，更重要的是他如何的为我们受苦。
That song that we just sang, could I gain an entrance or a part of God's love that Jesus would do all of this for me?
就像我们刚才诗歌中奇异的爱中所唱到的，我怎能如此让主耶稣这样为我做这样的事？
As we celebrate and as we think about the sacrifice and the suffering that Jesus endured for us,It's very important that we also make the connection that he did it for us. He had each individual that's here tonight in mind when he did all of this.
当我们庆祝主耶稣所受的苦和他为我们所做的一切的时候，很重要的是我们要意识到他所做的不仅是为人类，更是为我们在座的每一个人而做。
So we don't have much time tonight, but I did want to point your attention to some scriptures. So if you have a Bible available...Please turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
今天晚上我们没有太多的时间，但我确实想要和大家分享一些经文。如果你有圣经的话，请打开创世纪三章十五节。
Pastor Michael Wayne used this in his message on Sunday, but I have two other things that I want to point out to you from this verse.
麦牧师在主日正道的时候也用到了这样的经文，但是我想在这当中指出其中另外的两点。
God told Adam and Eve, he says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, but you shall bruise his heel.
主耶和华说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
I think about this, first of all, we should mention that this is the very first promise of Jesus that was to come some 4,000 years later.
首先我们要注意到的是，这其实是关于主耶稣将要在四千年后来到这个世界的第一个应许。
God didn't tell them how long it was going to be until the Messiah came, but he promised them that a Messiah was coming, and this is his first promise of that Messiah.
神没有告诉他们具体说弥赛亚什么时候来，但是告诉他们说会有一位弥赛亚，而这是对于这位弥赛亚的第一个应许。
Adam and Eve forced out of the Garden of Eden, and in my mind I could see them talking among themselves. Did not God promise that he was going to send a Messiah to deliver us?
当亚当和夏娃被赶出园子的时候，我能想象到他们在彼此交谈说，神难道没有应许说他会差遣一位弥赛亚来吗？
Then a few months went by, and a son was born, and they named him Cain.
然后在几个月之后，他们生了一个儿子，叫做该隐。
Meaning we have a man from the Lord. They thought that this was the Messiah that Jesus had promised.
该隐的意思是说，耶和华使我得了一个儿子。他们以为这就是神所应许的那一位弥赛亚。
But they were greatly disappointed. He turned out to be far less than a Messiah.
但是他们很快就失望了，因为该隐一点都不像一个弥赛亚。
And so down through the Old Testament years, the people would grow discouraged and think, did not God promise? But where is the promise being fulfilled? When is it going to happen?
所以在旧约的历程当中，人们一点点的会灰心，会失望，说难道神没有应许有这样一位弥赛亚吗？如果有的话，他在哪儿呢？他什么时候来？
And so certain prophets would come along and receive a word from the Lord and...Scholars have told us that more than 300 times in the Old Testament, more details were given about the Messiah that was to come.
所以后来就有了很多先知带来关于弥赛亚的预言。学者们说，在整本旧约当中有超过300处讲到将要来的这一位弥赛亚。
Although we read Isaiah 53 tonight, which was written about 600 years before Jesus came, still the people didn't understand that he was coming as a suffering servant.
虽然我们刚才读到了以赛亚书中讲到了600年后要来的那一位弥赛亚主耶稣，但是人们还是在那个时候没有意识到主耶稣要来要做的和他将要受的苦。
And the people misunderstood and thought for sure that Jesus, if he was the Messiah, would deliver them from the oppression of the Roman rule that they were suffering under.
他们以为说，如果主耶稣真的是那位弥赛亚，那主耶稣应该救他们脱离当时压迫他们的罗马人。
But Jesus came in a much greater office than to deliver from political rule. He came to deliver from sin and the grip that sin has on every heart.
但是主耶稣来所要做的远比这个政治的解脱解救更高。他所做的是不只是将人们从政治的环境中解脱出来，而是将人从罪中能够解救出来。
Because it hadn't happened, the scholars of the Old Testament, they misunderstood who the Messiah was going to be and how he was going to suffer.
因为主耶稣没有按照他们所做的、所想的而做，所以很多旧约的学者他们就误解了弥赛亚要来到底要如何的做、如何的行。
If you go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God tells them there's going to be enmity or war between Jesus and the seed of the serpent.
但是如果你回到创世纪第三章十五节，你就看到神应许说将来会有这种仇敌意，会有这种怨恨在主耶稣的后裔，在人的后裔和这个蛇的后裔之间。
And in one sense of the word, every time that we suffer temptation or hardship in our Christian walk with Christ, it's part of that enmity that God told Adam and Eve that there was going to be.
所以当我们在作为基督徒走在这条基督徒路上的时候，我们会有一些短暂的挣扎或者是挫折，这其实都是主耶和华当时告诉亚当和夏娃你们犯罪自然的结果。
But the immediate application of that isWhen Jesus comes, he's going to suffer and Satan is going to be allowed to bruise his heel or the lowest part of Jesus.
但是很直接的应用就是当主耶稣来的时候，他会要受苦，而且撒旦也会攻击他身体的最低的部位，就是他的脚跟。
And we have this promise because we know how it's going to end. God tells us how this spiritual battle is going to end.
但我们有这样子的应许，我们知道这样属灵的征战会如何结束，因为神已经应许了。
What's the highest part of an animal or a person? It's their head is the highest part. The lowest part is the heel.
对于一个人或者一个动物来说，它的最高的地方就是它的头，那最低的地方就是它的脚跟。
And so Satan is allowed to bruise the lowest part of Jesus, that is his body on the cross.
所以撒旦被允许去伤主耶稣身体最低的，就是他的脚跟，也就是他在十字架上所受的。
But in that bruising of Jesus' body on the cross, the head or the highest part of the serpent is going to be destroyed.
但是就在撒旦攻击主耶稣的在十字架上的身体的时候，撒旦的头也会被摧毁。
So here's the picture, and you can picture it in your mind along with me. Here is Jesus standing.With his foot on the head of the serpent, and the serpent is being destroyed, but in the process, the serpent is allowed to do a little damage to the heel of Jesus.
所以你也可以想象这样子一幅图画，就是主耶稣在那里，然后他踩在他的脚踩在撒旦的头上，但是同时撒旦也会攻击主耶稣，就是伤到他的脚。在撒旦伤主耶稣的脚的同时，他自己也被摧毁了。
Oh, but in that bruising of Jesus' body, Satan could never touch the real purpose from which Jesus came.
但是即使在撒旦攻击主耶稣的这个过程中，他也没有办法妨碍到主耶稣来到这个世界最真实的目的。
Oh, Jesus came. Jesus came to deliver us from sin, to forgive us from sins, and the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus hung on the cross that we might be forgiven of all of our sins.
主耶稣来就是为了要救我们的罪，让我们从罪中脱离出来。正如经上所记的，主耶稣 被钉在十字架上，所以我们的罪才能得到赦免。
So as we're thinking about the broken body of Jesus on the cross, let us not forget to apply it to our own selves tonight.
所以当我们思想主耶稣在十字架上为我们破碎他的身体，也不要忘了这样子的事情应该如何应用在我们每个人身上。
If you have your Bibles with you, turn to the Psalm 22 and just look at some of this prophecy that David had about Jesus coming.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到诗篇第二十二篇，让我们看一下大卫所做的关于主耶稣要来的预言。
About 1,000 years before Jesus came to die on the cross, the prophet David, looking through his telescope of time, looked into the future 1,000 years and saw Jesus on the cross.
在主耶稣来到这个世界上，钉死在十字架上之前的1,000年，大卫通过一个这样时光的望远镜，他似乎看到了主耶稣要来的光景。
We really don't have the time to go into all of this, but let me just point out some of the things that David saw 1,000 years before Jesus came.
虽然我们没有时间去把这整一篇的诗篇来看一下，但是让我指出来大卫所记载的一些关于主耶稣要来的情况。
In verse 1, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning.
第一节说到，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我嗯哼的言语。
Isn't that the words? Now you would think that maybe Jesus was quoting David, but King David was looking into the future and he heard Jesus say those words and he wrote them down here 1,000 years before Jesus came.
你或许会想主耶稣当时是在引用大卫所记载的，但其实是大卫透过这个时光的望远镜，他看到了1,000年后主耶稣会有怎样的情况，然后把这些话语记载了下来。
But just look here, there's so much here that we can't talk about tonight, but just look at verse 6. He says,But I am a worm, that's Jesus talking, and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people.
这一章中有很多可以谈到的，但是我们今天来看一下这个第六节说，但我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓蔑视。这里的我是主耶稣自己在说。
And the seventh verse says, And they that see me laugh me to scorn, they shoot out the lip, and they shake the head, saying,
第七节说，凡看见我的都耻笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说。
He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him.
他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧。耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
Didn't we read tonight about those that said he saved others, but he couldn't save himself? That's David seeing that happening. 1,000 years in advance.
今天我们刚刚是不是有读过，经常说主耶有人嘲笑主耶稣说他可以救别人，却救不了自己。那这里就是大卫所记载的主耶稣在1,000年后会说的事情。
And then let's go to verse 14 and 15.
让我们继续看第十四、十五节。
Jesus says, and David is seeing Jesus and hearing him say, "I am poured out like water." And all my bones are out of joint, and my heart is like wax; it is melted in the midst of my bowels.
说大卫看到主耶稣在1,000年后的景况，他说：“我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化。”
Then, just in 18, let me point out to you, they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
第十八节，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
Isn't that what the Roman soldiers did with Jesus' clothes while he was on the cross?
难道这不是主耶稣在十字架上的时候那些罗马军兵们所行的吗？
And I pointed out just a few of the prophecies that came along to assure the people that the Messiah was coming, but there are more than 300 of these kinds of prophecies in the Old Testament.
我指出来的这些预言就是说这些先知们告诉他们的子民说有一位弥赛亚会来，但是我刚刚也说过在整个旧约当中有超过300处这样的预言讲到了弥赛亚是主耶稣。
And we read Isaiah chapter 53 after 52 actually, and In verse 14, Isaiah 52, verse 14.
我们刚才也读了在以赛亚书52章第14节。
Thinking about the suffering of Jesus, it says his visage was marred more than any man's.
想到主耶稣所遭受的苦，说他的容貌比别人憔悴。
Then it goes on to describe how he's going to suffer in chapter 53, Jesus the suffering servant.
然后在接下来53章也继续地讲到主耶稣要如何受苦，他是那位受苦的仆人。
Now when Jesus comes on and has fulfilled his ministry and gone through Holy Week and now he's crucified and dies on the cross, willingly gives his life.
所以看主耶稣来到这个世上，完成了他的事工，经过了这一周的时间，然后主动愿意的走上这十字架，死在十字架上。
Don't ever let anybody tell you that they took the life of Jesus. They didn't take it. Jesus willingly laid it down.
不要让别人告诉你说他们别人取走了主耶稣的生命，其实是主耶稣自己愿意舍去生命。
Jesus didn't have to die, but he willingly laid down his life that we might have our sins forgiven.
主耶稣并不是必须要死，但他主动愿意这样做，是为了救我们，让我们得着生命，脱离罪。
Just a few days before I left Taiwan, I asked a man if he believed in Jesus.
在我离开台湾之前的几天，我问一个人说：“你是否相信耶稣呢？”
He said, "I've gone to the Bible studies that the missionaries have."
他说：“我去了那些传教士办的这个查经班。”
He said, I've attended church of the missionaries a few times.
我也去过这个传教士办的教会。
But he says, I can't believe in Jesus.
但他说我没有办法相信主耶稣。
I said, why can't you believe in Jesus?
我问他说你怎么不能相信主耶稣呢？
He said, and he pointed up to the cross that was on the building where I was living, and he said, Jesus died on the cross, and because he died, he could never be resurrected from the grave.
然后他就指着我所住的那个建筑上那个十字架说，主耶稣死在了十字架上，他既然已经死了，他就永远没有办法再活过来了。
Well, he wasn't the first one to say that.
其实他也并不是第一个这么说的人。
The disciples didn't believe when they first heard.
当门徒第一次听到的时候，他们也不相信。
Mary Magdalene didn't believe when she first saw the evidence.
马大拉的玛利亚第一次看到那些证据的时候，她也不相信。
Thomas didn't believe when the disciples had told him.
当门徒们告诉多马的时候，多马也不相信。
Oh, but so we don't make the same mistake that that man makes. Yes, Jesus is alive. Jesus arose from the grave.
希望我们不会像那个人一样犯同样的错误，那就是我们要知道主耶稣已经复活。
And yes, as sad as today is, when we think about what Jesus had to suffer that we might be forgiven, there's a better day coming.
虽然我们今天想到说主耶稣要受如此的痛苦，以致才能让我们被原谅、被赦免，但是我们要有盼望，知道那更好的一天要来了。
And one preacher said it this way. He said Mary was crying her eyes out.
有一个这个布道家就曾经说到是玛利亚痛哭流涕。
And the disciples were scattered and confused and hiding behind locked doors.
然后那些门徒们四散，都纷纷躲起来，把门锁上。
And I guess all the people that ate the loaves and the fishes and saw the miracles of Jesus, now they were shaking their head and wondering what was happening.
我想那些在旷野中同时五饼二鱼，见过主耶稣所施行的神迹的人，可能也摇摇头，不知道正在发生的到底是什么。
But the preacher said it this way.
但是那一位布道家讲员这样说。
He said, in the midst of all of that, Sunday is coming.
说就在这一切当中，主日就要来了。
The resurrection is going to take place.
复活就要来了。
And so it is that a brother in the church in Kaohsiung said to me some months ago, he said, my father is very old and he's very sick.
然后就像几个月前一位在高雄的弟兄对我讲说，我的父亲年长体弱。
And he says he has no hope because he doesn't believe in Jesus.
我父亲也没有什么盼望，因为他并不相信主耶稣。
Oh, but the good news is.
但是好消息是。
Oh, that the pastor of our newest church in Taiwan, he went as a chaplain to that hospital in Taipei, and and prayed with him and asked him if he wanted to believe in Jesus, and he said yes, and he baptized him there in his hospital bed.
但是好消息是说，后来他在台北住院的时候，那个牧师去看望他，问他是不是愿意相信主耶稣，他愿意，而且还受洗了。
That's the hope that we have.
那就是我们要有的盼望。
The reason we can have that hope is because of what we're celebrating today on Good Friday.
我们所能有这样盼望的确据，就是我们今天在这个受难日所庆祝的。
Oh, Sunday's coming.
那就是主日要来了。
Yeah, and so dry your tears because Jesus is coming with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
所以擦干你们的眼泪，因为主耶稣要来，带着没有办法言说的喜悦和盼望。
And my 20 minutes is up.
我的20分钟讲完了。